Kids came down yesterday. First, let me set this up. It's super quiet in my house.
Okay.
Yesterday, which is odd. Okay. Kids are home from school. They do their homework. And then it is quiet, like scary. Quiet to the point I could hear Elizabeth reading. And that was it. She was reading out loud.
Okay.
And I said to Katie, I said, where are Haley and Charlotte? She says, I don't know. I thought they were upstairs. So we don't think anything of it because probably they're in Elizabeth's room with her. So it's super quiet and the reading stops and they all three come down and they look like kabuki dancers. They have put makeup on.
Aww.
But
it goes to Katie's makeup?
So much makeup. It was there. It's they each have like their own little makeup set, a little play set. So there's nothing like real that you would see, like nothing attractive.
Right.
There's no actual
blue
color.
Blue and green
right.
and so, all over their face.
So Haley has gone with turquoise. And a ton of it. What is it called, that stuff that you put on your eyelid?
That's eyeshadow.
Okay, so eyeshadow.
Unless it's brown or black and it's a line, then that's eyeliner.
No, it wasn't the line. It was the whole
okay,
lid.
Okay, that's
was
eyeshadow.
Like turquoise. And she had a turquoise headscarf that she was wearing.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's full on turquoise. Now, Charlotte went pink.
Okay.
Okay, but Charlotte is six.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte doesn't understand how makeup works. So the eyeshadow that you describe as going on the lid of the eye is on her eyelid. It's on her forehead. It's on her cheeks. It's on her chin. It is all around. She has just pink face.
Oh, that
she
kid.
Has gone pink.
That kid is awesome.
Now, Elizabeth is right there with her, too, where she took the eyeshadow. That goes on the lid, and then also just had it on her cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all over the face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said to Charlotte, did you put it all on your face like that?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, I was at the beauty shop. Elizabeth had done her entire face with pink eyeshadow, the whole face. And I said, did you want it everywhere? And she says, yes, I asked for the full facial. And that was it, because they only have one thing. They have eyeshadow. So the full facial at my house is
that
eyeshadow
is
all on your face, just pink. She said, no, I picked pink because I'm wearing a pink shirt, Dad. And I was like, okay, Haley, who did yours? And Haley, with obvious, because I did my own in the mirror. She didn't want to be any part of it.
Uh-huh.
But she had done Elizabeth's and done the eyes and then done the cheeks.
I think all little girls do that. And as you're telling me that story, I'm thinking, when we're little girls and we're doing that, putting our makeup on for the first time and putting it everywhere, why don't we think in our heads, does mom ever look like this?
I've never seen
it. I've never seen mom look like
mom
this.
Mom doesn't have pink face.
Right.
Mom doesn't have green on her cheeks.
All over the place on her forehead.
Yeah, so Elizabeth has like a purple and green mixed. So it's everywhere.
Very colorful.
On her, I mean, very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's on her face. It's on her eyes. Charlotte has pink just on the forehead and the whole face.
Okay, so Haley is 10.
Haley's 10.
And
I would not have let her go out like that. If that's the question that you're looking, if you're asking,
no,
she would not have gone.
When she
house.
Wants to actually start wearing makeup for real, like
right.
to school, not as a joke, ooh. Playing, you know, what do you think that's going to, I mean,
I
are
don't
you gonna,
know.
What if she's 12? Because she'll be in like 7th grade.
I was thrown. You know how when sometimes you will do your makeup?
Yeah.
Like you come in without makeup every day.
Right.
And then on the days when you have makeup on, it's a very noticeable difference.
Right.
Like it's like, wow, you're stunning. What happened?
And I don't know all things. And I don't even wear that much makeup. It's just, you know,
you throw a little
women
bit on.
Know how that is. You put mascara and eyeliner on and you look like a totally different
absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Haley, her eyes were like popping yesterday. I'm like, yeah, you were never wearing that. You can't be in 5th grade.
Yeah, there's a little bit of it because they looked pretty, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, it's like you can't be going to the mall looking with pretty eyes. You
so
can't be
how
doing
old
that.
Are you when Amanda, how old were you when you started wearing makeup?
I was a freshman in high school, so I think that's 14.
All right,
15?
I was in 7th grade, so I was 12.
Well, and now you go to middle school in 6th grade.
Right.
So where we
right.
had,
yeah, I was in middle school in 7th.
That's where like,
do you it think was junior high
year?
Back then.
Do you think it'll be next year? That Haley's going to start wearing makeup
I'm
to
just,
school?
I'm, you know, Curtis, these next few years, she's 10.
Happen. She's 10.
So these next few years, things are going to happen very rapidly.
I'm not ready for that.
Things are going to happen super rapidly.
I'm not ready.
You know, just
she
fashion
like a,
things.
She was like a beautiful little girl. It's like, wow, your
right.
eyes look great. The other two looked like clowns, you know?
Right.
But she had put it on right. And it's like, oh my goodness, you're 10.
Uh-huh.
You can't do this.
What do you think?
I don't. It's funny because we had always said, well, when you're 10, you can get your ears pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Haley was 6. No, Haley was probably 8. Elizabeth was six, mm-hmm. and Charlotte, who knows when, she's very irresponsible, so she can't get them done. Hope yeah. you're listening, because you are. So she's like,
I don't know. Charlotte.
I don't know.
You're listening. Yeah, what do you do?
Because we've already made the decision to let her wear the fashionable clothing, which mm-hmm. is like the short shorts and the mm-hmm. The tight little V-neck T-shirts mm-hmm. that she shouldn't be wearing. But it's like, we don't want her to stand out like she's Amish. You know, you want her to be able to dress like a normal person.
There's only two ways to dress.
Well, you don't
either
want her to
like
be,
you're Amish.
You don't want her to be stink. Like the
actually, I should talk, right?
No kidding there, Amish Amanda.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you want your kid to dress in the fashions.
Right.
So, yeah. So we did that. So if everyone is wearing makeup, then do we have to say, oh, we wanted to wear makeup too?
I don't know. Maybe you can do it in like gradually. Like, okay, you can wear mascara and lip gloss.
Okay. Well, then, lip gloss she already wears.
Okay. So does she wear like my kind of lip gloss?
Like shiny,
like
shimmery
the sparkly
lip gloss.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe like, okay, so she wears lip gloss. Then maybe the next thing you say is, okay, you can wear mascara.
Okay.
And then maybe the next year.
What,
you
so
can
what's
say,
mascara?
That just eyelashes.
Okay.
Make sure eyelashes look thicker. That's me putting on mascara.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that she needs to wear that ever, does she?
Yes.
Why? Why do her eyelashes need to be highlighted?
Curtis, for the same reason that you just said. I'm not saying now.
Okay.
I'm just saying eventually she's going to wear it for the same reason you just said.
Are you saying
when you saw her, you were like,
high school girls,
you look very pretty.
Are you saying middle school and high school girls are wearing full makeup to go to school?
I'll tell you this. I wore more makeup in middle school than I do now as an adult. But, of course, that was the 80s.
Right.
So we wore, like, pink cheeks and blue mascara. And
what
we
about you, Amanda?
Colorful.
Once you finally started wearing makeup, did you wear it every day to school?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I wore it every day in high school. There was no way I was going to school without makeup on.
Really?
Yeah. That's, I think, why I like this job so much, because I don't have to.
Jamie, yeah. Did you wear...
Jamie actually had to leave.
Jamie left.
Oh, bye, Jamie.
Thanks a lot for...
I would ask Nick, but Nick, you don't wear makeup, right? Nick's got a full beard. You don't do much to your face.
Whoa.
I didn't mean it like that. You know what I mean.
Okay.
We should have a day where we bring in our makeup and just show you everything so that you're prepared,
like full-on makeup day.
Like mascara is literally the best invention ever.
Well, maybe let's throw it out there and see how old people were when they let their daughters finally start wearing makeup.
I can tell you that one of my neighbors, I think it's prepared for them, being the fifth graders who will be in sixth grade next uh-huh. year, to be wearing makeup and everything. Okay.
Because you said sixth graders are in middle school, right?
Okay. In our district. So we were laughing because the bus comes, an hour and a half earlier than the bus comes now for middle school.
Oh.
Than elementary school. So it's an hour and a half earlier.
Okay.
And she was laughing, saying, I don't know how these girls are going to get ready, you know, for school. You got to do your hair. You got to mm-hmm. shower. You got to do the makeup. And I was thinking, makeup? Is that going to happen?
That's 11, right?
Is that going to happen in September? Right?
Because
that's sixth grade.
And well, yeah. And so that girl, that's a neighbor that's the same age as Haley?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, and if they're letting her wear makeup, Haley's going to want to wear it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But wouldn't she rather sleep? Can I convince her?
No, Curtis.
That you should sleep
no,
in?
No, Curtis, you are so cute sometimes and clueless.
If she's waking up at the same time as me to get in the shower
and do
her face.
She's not
going to
get up at 4:30 in the morning.
If the bus leaves at 6:30, she might have to, right?
No, she'll shower the night before, but she is not going to care about sleep more than makeup. Once you allow her to start wearing makeup.
She will do it every day.
Sleep is out the window.
Sleep is out the window.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I get up. How much earlier and put makeup on?
Yeah, why do you wear? Oh, because you have a work boyfriend you care about.
No, right. I wear makeup every day before mm-hmm. I start working here.
Why is that?
I just feel like when I look at myself in the mirror and I'm not wearing makeup, I feel like I look like a pile. I feel like I look
like
terrible.
A Gomer pile?
Like a Gomer pile.
I don't know.
You know,
just
my
like
mom.
A bum or like lazy that I don't care about my appearance.
Oh, so what do you think about Connie?
So you
then?
Think that I don't?
No, honestly,
lazy, I don't care about my appearance.
I most of the time can't even tell the difference when you're wearing makeup and you're not because I feel like you're so tan, and that's my biggest problem is I feel like when I'm not wearing makeup, I look super pale.
Backpedaling.
No kidding. I mean, and you're so thin.
Your hair is long and lush.
Exactly.
It's so pretty.
Everybody loves you.
Everybody loves you. You're a great personality.
You're always riding a unicorn.
No, Amanda, I know what you're saying. Well, my mom will not leave the house without makeup on.
But does she wear makeup in the house?
Yes. She wears makeup every single day.
So she wakes up every day, puts it on.
Yep.
She doesn't wait.
It's rare to see her. Like, she'll go down on a, when we were, let's say we're going to Mass.
Okay.
She'll go down and make her coffee, and I will see her without makeup. And that's no, I think she looks pretty. But that's random for me to see her without makeup, and then she'll be right back upstairs with her coffee.
Really?
Putting her face on.
You got to put my face on.
Man, it takes a long time.
To put her face on?
It takes her. That woman takes a long time to put her makeup on.
Is that because she's still using, like, tricks of yesteryear?
Witch Hazel, which you don't even probably know what that
is.
No,
I don't.
Never mind.
Okay, thanks so much.
No, but it does. It takes her a long time to put it on.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know when we'll be ready for Haley to wear makeup.
Well, get ready for September.
At least she's learning how to put it on the correct way.
Take a lot of pictures of her this summer, like close-ups of her face, so you can see how pretty she was and innocent. And she looked when she was 10.
Right.
Because you're about to be shot off into rocket
space. When you're 11, you suddenly have stopped doing it.
Things are going to happen, Curtis.
What things? Don't shake your fingers at me. Don't do it.
Things are going to happen.
Quit doing that.
When you go to middle school and you're a little girl, things are going to happen.
I don't want
to
hear about it. I don't want to hear about any of that.
Mom. Can I get large chunky highlights in my hair?
Do it.
How about if I get some red in there and some blonde in there? Oh yeah, things are gonna happen.
Nothing's gonna happen to my angel. We're gonna be fine.
Okay.
It's all
your
gonna
story,
be good.
Curtis.
All right.
Whatever you have to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.